们先读中文，以弗所书第二章第一节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间，放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。然而神具有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。好，我们读经的时间就到这里。我们啊，下面小孩子可以回到你们自己。
English.
英文的部分。
Let's read together in English. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the rulers of the kingdom of the air.The spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature, and followed its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions.It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
好，我们把下面的时间交给杨林牧师。
Now we're going to give the time to Pastor Lin.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们今天弟兄姐妹同心合一来到你的面前。
Lord Jesus, today we all come here with a sincere heart.
前几天是美国的国庆，我们就想到这个国家的立国。
Lord, the past, the Independence Day just passed, and it made us think of how this country was, how it was first established.
当初他们的祖先都是一些敬畏神的清教徒来建立的这个国家。
And we know that the ones who built this country was those who actually was very, very faithful and religious.
你告诉我们说，哪个国家以神立为以神为他们国家的，那么这个国是有福的。
You have told us that whatever nation, if they're heart is obedient to you, then you will be with them.
我们要看到这个国家在灵性上，在敬畏神方面，逐渐的在消退，在堕落。
Yeah, Lord, we know that this country, as time gone by, have slowly starting to go, becoming further away from you.
我们需要你的灵来复兴这个国家。
Lord, we need your spirit to revive this country.
求你在美国，不论哪一个族裔、哪一种语言的教会里面，在我们弟兄姐妹的心中做复兴的工作。
Lord, we pray that you will do, you will raise up, have revivals among, all churches, no matter what language or culture they have.
求你今天借着这个信息向我们说话。
And we pray that you will speak to us through today's message.
祷告感谢奉耶稣的名。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天呢，我们讲的就是出死入生。
So today we're going to talk about crossover from death to life.
如果一个军人到战场去打仗，我们说他是什么？出生入死，对不对？
So if a soldier goes to the battlefield, we know that they have experienced death, and we know that they have crossed from death to life.
很多没有信耶稣的人对救赎之神感到很迷惑，感到不太了解。
Now some of the unbelievers may feel confused about this concept of crossing from death to life.
但是这句话是耶稣说的。
But this was said by Jesus.
因为耶稣在约翰福音五章二十四节这样子说。
Because Jesus has said in John chapter 5, verse 24.
他说我实实在在的告诉你们。
He said, very truly I tell you.
那听我话又信那差我来者的。
Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me.
就不被定罪，是已经出死入生了。
Will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life.
我这么多年常常跑医院啊。
In the past, many years, I have been to the hospital several times.
我常常看到一个镜头。
I've seen the scene.
那个家属跟那个医生这样说啊，谢谢你，谢谢你这样哈。
It's a scene that the family members say thank you to the hot.Doctor, the healthcare providers.
甚至我看见家属跪下来跟医生跪下来。
There are even situations when the family was so thankful that they kneeled down. They were on their knees.
因为他们把他们的父亲、母亲或者他们的丈夫、他们的妻子、儿女救活了。
Because the doctor, the healthcare provider, have saved one of their family members, either it's the father, the mother, the children, or any other members.
他们视这些救他们的人为救命的恩人。
So the family sees the doctor as their, like a lifesaver, the savior.
可是这些人肉体虽然救活了，他还会再死，对不对？
But we know that these people, these patients who have been saved, even though their physical body has been saved, they will still die.
我不知道我们有多少人对主耶稣是带着这种情绪、这种感情，说：“耶稣啊，谢谢你救我，谢谢你救我。”我不知道多少基督徒会是这样啊。
So I wonder how many Christians, believers, will actually hold this kind of thankful attitude toward Jesus, say, "Thank you, Lord, that you saved me."
我们有一位弟兄啊，他受洗。
Now we have a brother who was baptized.
他每年他受洗的那一天，就请弟兄姐妹到他家里去做家庭礼拜。
Now he would invite brothers and sisters to his house on the anniversary of his baptism, to have kind of like a gathering.
他常常每一天说：“耶稣啊，谢谢你救我的灵魂一命。”
And he would say, every day that thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have saved me spiritually.
他对于带他信耶稣到教会的人那个说：“谢谢你，你是我的救命恩人。”
And he would say to the person who led him to church, who introduced him to church, say, thank you, you have saved me.
我听这位弟兄这样见证。
Now, when I hear this testimony from this brother,
我感觉到很惭愧。
I feel ashamed.
我对耶稣都没有像他对耶稣那样的感恩。
Because I am not as thankful as he is as I should be.
说主耶稣啊，谢谢你救我的命。
So Lord, here we thank you for saving our lives.
因为你救了我的灵魂。
Because you have saved my spirit.
虽然我的肉体有一天会死亡。
Even though this physical body may die one day.
可是从我信耶稣那天，我的灵魂复活的时候，我已经有永生了。
But because of you, the day that I was saved, my spirit have been saved, and I have eternal life in you.
所以这个出死入生就变成这位弟兄一个动力。
So, because of the fact that he has crossed from death to life, this has become a driving force for this brother.
从他受洗那天开始。
Ever since the day he was baptized,
他就很热心参加教会的聚会，跟比如查经、祷告，跟很多的活动服事。
He was very active, in Bible studies, in serving, and all of the ministries in church.
而且这个也变成了他一个去爱主、爱弟兄们、爱人的一种动力。
Also, this This fact also become his motivation, his source of love for others.
如果我们所有的信受洗的弟兄姐妹都像这位弟兄这样，
if every one of us will be like this brother,
就这个弟兄来说，他是复兴的。
他是本人是复兴的。So this brother has been revived, saved.
但对他的教会就不一定。
But it may not be true for this church.
也不见得每一个都像他这样。
Because not every single one who's in the church are like this brother.
其实他这样子是正常的。
But he is actually
farmer. 正常。He is a farmer Christian.
We should be like him. He should be the normal.
所以在这第一节第三节说，我们没有信主以前是死在罪恶过患之中。
Now, we know that before we followed Christ, we were dead in sins.
但是耶稣基督叫我们从死亡中活过来。
But Jesus has raised us, has saved us from sins, from death.
所以你都知道保罗所讲的不是讲到我们肉体的死亡。
So you know that Paul was not talking about the physical death.
他说我们死在罪恶过患之中。
He said we were dead in transgressions and sins.
那这句话是什么意思呢？
So what does it exactly mean?
就是我活得好好的啊。
Because many of us would say, I'm living fine, I'm healthy.
你怎么说我死了呢？
Why do you say that I'm dead?
当然这个不是讲肉体的死亡。
Here we are not talking about the physical death.
诗篇五十一篇第五节说，我在母腹怀胎就有了罪了。
Now in Psalm 51:5 it says that we were sinful at birth.
所以当一个小孩生下来的时候
，That means when a baby is born,
他是没有神的形象。
He doesn't have God's image in him.
没有神的灵在他里面。
He doesn't have God's spirit in him.
所以他是带着原罪，亚当夏娃遗传下来的原罪来到这个世界。
What he has inherited is the original sin that has carried over from our ancestor Adam and Eve.
那随着他年龄的增长啊，他讲了一些话，做了一些事情，一些心思意念都是违背上帝。
And as this baby grow, there will be more behavior and thinking and doing that will be against God, that will fall short of God's standard.
所以罗马书三章二十三节告诉我们说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
That's why in Romans 3:23 it says that we all have sinned, fall short of God's glory.
也就是说，我们的行为、思想啊，我们的讲话各方面是没有达到神的要求哈。
That means that either it's your thinking or your speaking or your doing have failed in terms of God's standard, His holy standard.
所以我深深的感觉到说，一个人如果没有神的生命，他是一个很可怜的人。
Therefore, I really feel it. Those who does not have God's life in him is really have a pitiful life.
因为他没有力量行善。
Because he does not have the power to do good things.
可是他也没有力量不做恶。
And he does not have the power to resist evil or sin.
那圣经告诉我们，我们的罪就是上帝的仇敌。
The Bible has clearly told us that sin is God's enemy.
一个没有圣灵在他里面的人。
Those who does not have the Holy Spirit living in them.
他对罪是没有反应，没有感觉的。
They are desensitized against.
Their... 他也没有反抗的力量。
They don't have any power to fight against sin.
包括那九个大法官。五票投赞成同性恋的那五个，他罪也是他不觉得他这是犯罪的。
Including those five judges out of the nine who just voted pro homosexual marriages. They do not know that they are sinning.
而且报纸把这个同性恋合法化放在很大的一个头版里面。
And in fact, every newspaper or media you look at it, the title is talking about homosexual marriages.
包括这些新闻的记者跟报社的老板，他们也是对罪是麻痹的，没有感觉的。
Now, so those who the reporters, the owner of the newspaper or the media, they do not know what they are doing. They have been desensitized.
只有一个解决的方法。
And to all of this, there is only one solution.
就是带领一个人信耶稣。
Is to lead them to Christ.
他知道他得罪神。
And when they know God, they know that what they are doing is against God's standard.
所以他可以靠着神的力量来离开罪恶。
Therefore, they know they need and they have to lean on God and only by His power that we can resist and fight against sin.
人靠自己是没有办法的。
Because we cannot win this battle based on ourselves.
所以这里罗马书第八章十三节，我们来读一下来。
Let's read Romans 8:13.
来，你们若顺从肉体活着，不要死；若靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行，不要活着。英文的 English.
In English.、Okay.For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live.
所以我们感谢赞美主，我们靠着基督，我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Therefore, we really need to thank our Lord, thank Jesus Christ, because it is because of Him that we are no longer slaves of sin.
有一天我跟一个美国牧师聊天。
And one day I was chatting with an American pastor.
我们这里不断的派宣教士到世界各国。
There have been many, many missionaries that have been sent from here, from U.S. to all over the world.
我说现在最需要福音的就是美国本土。
And I told him that, in fact, the place that need missionaries the most is U.S. itself.
我们应该把更多的这个宣教放在美国本土。
We really need to focus more on the gospel and missionary work in U.S.
因为住在这块土地的人，越来越多的人离开上帝。
Because those who are living in this land, in this country, more and more of them are actually going further away from God.
其实带头离开上帝的就是教会。
And in fact, the leaders who are going away from God.Is churches.
因为有的教会同意让同性恋的人做牧师。
Because some of the church have agreed to let individuals who claim to be homosexual to become pastors and leaders.
同时同意让他们同性恋在教会举行婚礼。
And some of the churches even agreed to hold ceremonies, marriage ceremonies for homosexual couples.
根本有些教派它是堕落了。
So some of the churches or some of the denominations have fallen away.
所以我跟那个浸信会的牧师说，先要悔改的，就是你们浸信会、长老会、路德会。
So I told that pastor who's a Baptist, that in fact the ones who need to repent first are the Baptist, the Lutheran,
and the Presbyterian.
And Presbyterians.
所以他笑一笑，他没有说什么。
So he smiled and he didn't say anything further.
但是感谢主，耶稣基督叫我们活过来。
But we thank the Lord that.Jesus has brought us back to life.
我想要让基督叫我们活过来是有一个条件。
Now there is a condition in order to come back to life.
我们必须要承认，在主面前承认我们自己的罪。
Which is to admit and confess our sin in front of Jesus Christ.
而且认罪悔改。
And also we need to repent.
然后离开我们的罪。
And to break away from our sins.
如果你是一个同性恋者，你就必须要离开同性恋。
Now if you if you are gay, then you need to stop that kind of lifestyle.
如果你是赞成一个婚前同居的人，你必须要离开婚前同居，因为那是不圣洁的。
And if you agree with premarital cohabitation or premarital sex, then you need to stop that kind of practice and realize what God has told you, what is true.
这样给你施洗才有意义，才有价值。
It is only when you realize what is sin and you repent from it, that's when the baptism will actually have an effect. That's what true believe.
所以圣经告诉我们，当我们受洗的时候，领受所赐的圣灵。
So the Bible has told us when we are baptized, we receive the Holy Spirit.
感谢主，我们的灵就活过来。
Thank to the Lord. That's when our spirit become alive again.
因为神借着圣灵住在我们里面。
Because God through Holy Spirit lives in us.
然后神的形象在我们里面。
And His image is in us.
这个叫做耶稣基督叫我们活过来。
This is what it means when we say Jesus raised us, made us alive.
我们成为一个属灵的人。
And we become a spiritual being belong to God.
我们可以跟神相交。
And we can communicate with God.
所以在马太福音二十二章三十节就说，我们的神是活人的神，他不是死人的神。
Therefore, in Matthew 22:32, it says that God, our God, is the God of living.
就是那个灵性活过来的人神。
It means that He's the God of those who. Whose spirit have come alive in him, through Jesus Christ.
其实我们在传福音，带领人来到教会。
So when we are spreading the gospel and leading people to church,
他也能够经历一件很重要的事情。
These people also experience a very important thing.
就是耶稣叫他的灵魂活过来。
Which is Jesus make their spirit back to life again.
所以他说知道敬拜上帝
so that they will know how to worship God.
那个敬拜两个字，你把它拆开，敬畏神，把它拆开。
Now in Chinese, there are actually two characters representing worship.
敬就是我对上帝很恭敬。
The first character means respect.
为什么？我怕上帝。
The second character means fear.
我怕我的讲话，我的处理事情，我的行为是得罪上帝。
Therefore, if you fear God, it means that in everything you do, you think, you will be careful not to offend Him.
一个人如果怕上帝。
Now, if you respect and fear God,
这个人是有福的人。
You are truly blessed.
这个人也是值得信赖的人。
And you are trustworthy.
也是很多姐妹应该找的对象。
And this person will be a godly spouse.
那么他知道，所以他为什么有些人读圣经读不懂
？So why does some people when they read the Bible they cannot understand it？
因为他用人的知识理性读圣经，当然读不懂啊。
Because they are leaning on their own logic, their own wisdom.
你没有神的灵。
If you don't have God's Holy Spirit,
你不懂神的奥秘。
You won't understand the mystery of God.
所以在哥林多前书第二章说，我们用圣灵来解释神的话。
Therefore, in Second Corinthians, it says that God uses His Holy Spirit to reveal His wisdom to us.
基督徒为什么会得胜呢？
How can Christians conquer?
因为我们靠着圣灵的大能大力。
Because we have the power through.The Holy Spirit.
所以我们不再靠血气行事。
We are no longer living according to our flesh.
在这个几年前呢，我写了一封信给一个弟兄。
Now, several years ago, I wrote a letter to a brother.
因为他做了一件很伤害我的事情。
Because he has done something that's really hurtful to me.
那我就很生气。
I was really mad. I was angry.
可是做牧师做这么的生气的时候，我还能够笑，这个很厉害。
But having been a pastor for so many years, I've practiced to the point that I can still smile even though I'm angry.
然后我手机响了。
So when I was writing, my cell phone rang.
有一个姐妹打电话来问我很多圣经的问题。
It was a sister who called to ask me some questions about the Bible.
半个钟头以后，我气也消了。
After talking with her for half an hour, all of my anger went away.
然后我再看那封信。
And then I look at the letter I was writing.
哎呀，这么可怕！我怎么会写这种信呢？
I started all of a sudden realize how awful those words I was writing in the letter. It was just awful.
很负面，很消极。
It was very negative and very critical.
这不是一个牧师应该写出来的。
I realized this a pastor should not be writing this kind of letter.
我重新把那个信修改。
So I started rewriting it.
变成很感恩、很正面、很积极啊、很鼓励的信。
And my whole attitude changed. The letter became much more positive, encouraging, and loving.
所以我在这里学到一个功课。
So this is the lesson I learned.
生气的时候。
When you are angry,
情绪低落的时候，
when you feel depressed,
心情不好的时候，
when you are not in a good mood,
不要做决定，
do not make important decisions,
不要写信，
do not write letters,
不要讲话，
do not speak to others,
因为你如果跟你太太讲话，一定会吵架，
because if you talk to your spouse at that moment, you will start a fight.
做什么呢？就安静祷告。
So what do you do at those moments? You need to quiet down and pray.
因为不可能那么巧，每一次你在生气，都有人打手机给你。
Because it won't be that not every time when you are angry, somebody's gonna call you and talk with you about the Bible. No.
我们的主耶稣讲了一句出死入生的话。
So our Lord Jesus has said something.
出死入生 from death to life. Okay.
He has said something that has the effect to make us cross from death to life.
你看，在约翰福音十一章啊，耶稣对马大怎么说
？In John
十一章二十三节，二十五二六
，Chapter 11.
他说，耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我啊。”信我的人虽然死了也必复活，反活着信我的人必永远不死。他问他、你信这话吗？
So in John 11:26-27 it says, whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?
弟兄姐妹，你信这话吗？我用耶稣问的话，你信这话吗？信我的人虽然死了也必复活，你信这话吗？
So, brothers and sisters, do you believe in this? If Jesus asks you, whoever believes in me will never die, do you believe that?
第一句话有两个意思。第一句话有两个意思。
The first part of the sentence has two meanings.
我信耶稣以前，我信耶稣以前。
Before I believed in Christ,
我的灵是死的。
My spirit was dead.
所以我信了耶稣。
Therefore, I believed in Christ.
我的灵活过来。
And then my spirit become alive again.
第二个意思。
The second meaning.
有一天我的肉体死亡了。
One day my physical body will die.
可是当耶稣再来的时候。
But when Jesus comes back.
我要再复活。
My physical body will be resurrected.
身体改变。
And I will have a different body.
在空中与主相遇。
We will meet our Lord in the air.
所以耶稣说，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
That's why when Jesus said, whoever believes in me will never die.
反活着信我的人永远不死，永远不死。
So whoever believes me will never die.
所以感谢从我们信耶稣开始。
So we should be really thankful ever since we become a believer.
我们有永生。
Because we have eternal life.
所以我们是永远不死。
And that's why Jesus said, those will never die.
那么这里跟你说，从前我们是随从今世的风俗，放纵肉体的私欲。
Now, back to Ephesians, it says that we used to follow the ways of the world and gratifying the cravings of our flesh.
他说随从今世，顺服邪灵。
It says that follow the ways of the world and the spirit who now is at work of those in those who are disobedient.
那时是讲说我还没有信耶稣以前。
It says that at that time, which is when before we believed in Christ.
因为我的灵性是死的。
At that time, we were spiritually dead.
所以我就跟着一些人去做一些神很不喜欢的事情。
And we would be just like everyone else, doing things that's not pleasing to God.
我自己没有善恶是非的主见。
And we did not have the discernment to determine what is good, what is evil.
这个世界的潮流怎么样，我就跟着这个潮流走。
And we are just following what the world is telling us, what everyone else is doing.
你知道我们有一个篮球选手叫做 Jamie Lin, 你们知道吗？林书豪，对不对？啊。
So we all know that famous basketball player.
他有一次，他们那个篮球带他到一个。Nightclub 夜店，带他到夜店。
One day he was brought by someone to this nightclub.
结果林书豪在那里，他不叫小姐，也不喝酒，他就出去了。
Jeremy Lin. Right?
Yeah.
So after he realized where it is, he did not Basically, he did not use any of the service and he just walked out.
他跟那些他的那个篮球队员说，我不可以得罪上帝。
And he said that I cannot offend God.
因为他是一个灵性活过来的。
So from this we can tell, we know that he did it because he...
灵性活过来。
He's a believer. His spirit,
spirit alive.
is alive.
顺服空中掌权的幽灵就是魔鬼撒旦。
Now, back to Ephesians, the ruler of the kingdom, it means that Satan.
这个撒旦他有一个很重要的工作。
Now we know that Satan has an important job.
就是叫我们去。做一些抵挡上帝的事情，违背上帝的事情。
Which is to tempt us to go against God.
所以撒旦又被称为现今悖逆之子，就是我们这些还没有信主以前随从撒旦的人，我们都是悖逆之子。
And therefore, Satan is also being called the rebellious one, the disobedient one.
而且魔鬼常常在我们心里给我们一个念头。
Now also he often will tempt us using some kind of ideas or thoughts.
比如说他给犹大一个什么念头，为了30块钱在犹大心中叫他卖耶稣。
Now in the example of Judah, Satan basically used this thought for $30, if you sell Jesus out, you will get this $30.
那你知道我问你啊，大卫是不是好人啊？大卫，好人嘛，对不对
？And then we look at David. Do you think David is a good man?
可是魔鬼也在他心中放了一个念头。
But still, Satan was able to put an idea in David.
把拔示巴的丈夫乌利亚杀了，借着敌人杀了，然后去夺人家的妻子。
And this idea was to kill Bathsheba's husband Uriah through this battle, and then take his wife as David's own wife.
所以保罗告诉我们说，我们不要给魔鬼留地步。
That's why Paul told us, do not leave any room for Satan to tempt you.
我们基督徒这一生有一场属灵的战争。
We know that as a Christian, we have a battle to fight.
那我们的战争的对象就是魔鬼。
And the one we're fighting against is Satan.
然后这里说，从前随从肉体所喜好的。
And here it says that at one time gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature.
不管你是犹太人或者外邦人，未信主之前都是一样。
It doesn't matter whether you are Jew or Gentile, before you believe in Jesus Christ, we were all the same.
现在年轻人流行一句话。
So now there is a very popular saying among the young people.
只要我愿意，有什么不可以？
As long as I want to, why not? I can do anything.
所以他们去做事情的时候，不考虑道德的问题。
So when they are making a decision, when they do things, they do not consider morals.
他们也不考虑道德的堕落。
They do not consider if this is against their conscience.
但是感谢赞美我们的主。
But thanks to the Lord.
当我们信主以后。
After we believe in Jesus Christ.
我们改变。
We are changed.
只要神不喜欢的。
If something will not please God,
我不做。
We will not do it.
神喜欢的。
Whatever that pleases God,
看为好的。
That he considered as good, considered as loving,
我就去做。
Then we will do it.
他说，我们在信主以前本为可怒之子。
Now here Ephesians says that we were son of wrath.
在这里有一个你看可怒之子是说注定要受上帝的惩罚和别人一样。
Here in Ephesians says that like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath.
所以你看啊，这里讲说一个还没有信耶稣的人，他有三个敌人。你来看啊，我们来练一下好不好？第一个敌人是什么？世界、撒旦、肉体。世界，你看，世界引诱我们呢、啊。
So, before believing in Christ, we as humans have three enemies. Well, in fact, we still have three enemies.
然后撒旦邪灵呢，在我们心中工作。
And the second one is Satan, who will tempt you.
然后我们换成肉体的情欲。
And the third one is our own flesh.
来满足肉体的欲望。
Because we have all kinds of desires. Of our flesh, out of our thoughts.
所以就会做很多犯罪的事情。
And many times we will be, if we follow that, we will sin.
然后第四节一个很大的转机。
But then in verse 4, there is a turning point.
这因着神的大爱。
Here in Ephesians says that because of God's great love.
因他爱我们的大爱。
Because his great love for us.
这个意思就是说。我非常的意外，上帝怎么会爱我，会来找我呢？
Now here there is a but. It indicates it's almost like a surprise. How could God love us?
所以那些还没有信耶稣的人。
So for those who have not believed in Jesus Christ.
如果有基督徒要去探访他。
If a Christian want to go visit them.
牧师要去探访他。
Or a pastor go visit them.
他要很感恩。
That unbeliever should be really thankful.
哦，上帝差遣他的天使来找我呢。
Because God is sending His angels, His ambassadors to visit.
当然，我知道有些人会拒绝。
But I know that sometimes people may refuse.
哎呀，牧师啊，不方便，今天不方便，改天再说吧。
They will say, "Oh, today is not a good time. Maybe next time."
这一改天就好几年呢。
And then next time means several years later.
然后有一天。
And then one day.
我接到电话。
I will receive a call.
那个跟我讲改天的人过世了。
The one who told me, next time, actually passed away.
我非常的难过。
In that case, I was really sad.
我也一直摇头。
And I was shaking my head.
如果那天他让我去看他。
Because if he let me to visit him that day,
我跟他个人谈到,
if I was able to share the gospel with him,
即使他有天使, 他信了耶稣,
and if he just at that time he believed in Christ,
其实他有一天他肉体死了。
Even then, in that case, even one day his physical body may die.
但是我们知道他是到主那里去的。
But his spirit will go be with Jesus.
可惜他没有让我们跟他传福音的机会。
It was sad that he did not let me to go visit him and share the gospel with him.
神丰富的爱，神丰富的爱。
God's abundant love.
取之不尽，用之不绝。我们尽量用。
Is endless and has no limits.
所以在约翰一书第四章第八节怎么说？
So in 1 John 4:8, it says.
他说，没有爱心的人，你就是不认识神。
It says that if you do not, the ones who do not love,
没有爱心的人啊，因为神就是爱 ，God is love.
God is love. Whoever does not love does not know God.
所以啊，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们好好祷告。
We should pray.
求圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
That God will use the Holy Spirit to fill us with His love.
他说神有丰盛的怜悯。
It also says that God is rich in mercy.
在诗篇一百零三篇第七节到十三节讲到神的怜悯。
And in Psalm
Psalms 103:7-13
it says.
第一个就是说，神没有照我们的罪孽待我们。
First, it says that God does not treat us according to our sins deserve.
如果他照我们的罪孽待我们
，Because if He treat us according to our sin,
我们没有一个人可以活。
None of us can live.
第二个说，天离地何等的高。
Secondly, this psalm says that for as high as the heavens are above the earth.
神的慈爱对敬畏他的人就何等的大。
So great is his love for those who fear him.
第三个说，东离西何等的远。
Thirdly, it says that as far as the east is from the west.
我们信主以后
，After we believe in Christ,
他叫罪恶就离我们有多远。
He removes our transgressions from us.
第四点说，神怜悯敬畏他的人。
And fourth, he says that the Lord has compassion on those who fear him.
所以我们每一天是活在神的怜悯里面。
Therefore, every day we live in God's compassion.
我要来这里的时候
，And when we come here,
那边的教会弟兄姐妹问我一句话。
The church that I left, the brothers and sisters asked me one thing.
他说林牧师，你带什么到 Tallahassee？
They asked, "What are you going to bring to Tallahassee?"
我大概考虑十五秒钟。
So I thought for 15 seconds.
我说我带着耶稣去 Tallahassee.
I said, I'm going to bring Jesus Christ to
Tallahassee. 你们阿门吗？
Do you agree?
我什么也没带，就是带着耶稣啊。
I did not bring anything with me except Jesus Christ.
因为我来感谢主啊，我们这个马弟兄还有很多就很爱心，把我的都弄好，我来就可以睡觉了。
Because thanks to many brothers and sisters, every physical thing have been prepared for me in Tallahassee.
我连车子都来这里才买的。
I didn't even bring a car to here.
我是带着耶稣来的。
All I had was Jesus Christ.
所以我也告诉各位弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters.
不管你去哪里。
No matter where you go.
你就带着耶稣基督。
All you need is Jesus Christ.
跟你同行同在同工。
Who will be with you, work with you?
我们从死里与耶稣一同复活。
So we are raised from death with Jesus Christ.
当我们灵性死在罪恶过犯之中的时候
，When we were dead in transgressions and sins.
感谢主，因为耶稣基督让我们的灵性活过来。
Thanks to the Lord, He has made our spirit alive again.
所以我们在死的形状上是跟耶稣联合。
Therefore, we were united with Christ in death.
但在活的形状上也是跟耶稣复活。
And we are united with Him again in life.
这表示说神的性情、神的形象、神的灵在我们里面。
It means that his character, his attitude, his spirit lives in us.
我们得救是本乎恩。
And the reason we are saved is because of grace.
我们能够有今天。
The reason that we are here today.
成为蒙恩得救神的儿女。
To become children of God who have been blessed.
不是我们做了什么。
Is not because of what we have done.
我们什么都没有做。
In fact, we did nothing.
就是神，我们的基督为我们做。
But because what Jesus has done for us freely.
我们只做一件事。
The only thing that we had to do.
就是接受耶稣做我们的救主。
Which is to believe in Jesus Christ.
然后我们与基督一同复活，坐在天上。
So here it says that we are raised up with Jesus Christ and seated with him.
上一节的复活是灵性的复活。
So earlier we were talking about spiritually alive.
所以这是得救的第一步。
And that's the first step of being saved.
那这里的复活是第二步。
Now here it says raised up. This is the second step.
就是耶稣再来的时候。
This means when Jesus comes back.
啊，我们要从坟墓里面复活。
And we will come alive from tombs.
我在这里学到一个功课。
And here's a lesson.
我们的主的力量。
The power of our Lord Jesus Christ.
叫我们离开坟墓。
Can raise us up from tombs.
所以在基督徒的字典里面。
Therefore, in our dictionary.
没有绝望这个字。
In a dictionary of a Christian, there's no such word called desperation.
也没有没救了，这种话都不能讲。
There's no such word called hopeless.
也没有死路。
There's no such word called dead end.
在基督徒的字典里面。
In a Christian's dictionary.
是盼望。
There should be hope.
是拯救。
There should be salvation.
是活路。
There should be a way of life.
是出死入生。
There should be from death to life.
然后我们一同坐在天上。
And then we will be all seated in the heavenly realm.
最后我们来读一段圣经。
So now let's read a scripture.
我们一起来。以后我们这活着还存留的人，和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主同在。English,
After that,
we who
are still alive and
then
left will be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever.
感谢主，耶稣在空中，我们见到耶稣，然后他带我们回家，我们永远与主同在。
Thanks to Jesus that we are able to meet him in the air, and we will be with him forever.
感谢主。然后启示录二十章第五节说，二十二章第五节说。
Also in Revelation 22:5.
我们要与基督一同作王到永远。
We will rule with Jesus Christ.
我们来领圣餐。
So now let's have the communion.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
哦，主啊，我们真是感谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
你透过今天的信息。
Through today's message.
让我们每个弟兄的灵再度的活起来。
You have revived our spirits again.
再度热起来。
You have stirred up our spirit to become.
我们愿意在你面前这样子说。
To become passionate towards you, and we are willing to say,
主啊，我们在这里。
Lord, here I am.
求你差遣我们。
Please send me.
主啊，你要我们为你做什么？
Whatever you want us to do for you,
我们都愿意。
We are willing to do.
因为我们的生命、气息、存留都是你赏赐给我们的。
Because everything we have, including the life we have, is given by you.
我们不知道怎么样来感谢你。
We don't know how we could say thank you to you.
自从我们接受你做我们救主
，Ever since we believed in you，
你就告诉我们
，You have told us，
我们永远活着
we have eternal life.
我们下面要纪念你。
And now we're going to remember you.
是纪念你这样的降卑来到这个地球上。
Remember how you descended from heaven to this earth.
为了寻找拯救我们。
To save us, to find us.
是为了替我们死。
And to die for us.
是为了要赦免洗净我们的罪。
To cleanse our sin and redeem us.
虽然我们一个月是纪念你一次。
Even though we only do this service once a month.
可是在我们的心里，我们是天天来纪念我们的主。
But in our hearts, we remember you every day, every moment.
我们这样祷告感谢奉耶稣的名。
We thank you and pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
你在这里等，我在想。